Homeward Bound, March 3, By Grace Alone. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. It is impossible for us, of ourselves, to escape from the pit of sin in which we are sunken. Our hearts are evil, and we cannot change them. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Education, culture, the exercise of the will, human effort, all have their proper sphere, but here they are powerless. They may produce an outward correctness of behavior, but they cannot change the heart. They cannot purify the springs of life. There must be a power working from within, a new life from above, before we can be changed from sin to holiness. That power is Christ. His grace alone can quicken the lifeless faculties of the soul and attract it to God, to holiness. The Savior said, "Except a man be born from above, unless he shall receive a new heart, new desires, purposes, and motives leading to a new life, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The idea that it is necessary only to develop the good that exists in us by nature is a fatal deception. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Of Christ it is written, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It is not enough to perceive the loving kindness of God, to see the benevolence, the fatherly tenderness of his character. It is not enough to discern the wisdom and justice of his law, to see that it is founded upon the eternal principle of love. Paul the Apostle saw all this when he exclaimed, "I consent unto the law that it is good. The law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good." But he added, in the bitterness of his soul anguish and despair, "I am carnal, sold under sin." He longed for the purity, the righteousness, to which in himself he was powerless to attain, and cried out, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" Such is the cry that has gone up from burdened hearts in all lands and in all ages. To all, there is but one answer: "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Steps to Christ, pages 18 and 19.